The McKenna Museum of African American Art is an institution that collects, interprets, and preserves the visual aesthetic of people of African descent. Joining me now to talk more about the museum is founder Dr. Dwight McKenna.
Dr. McKenna, welcome.
Thank you very much, Janae.
So tell us about the McKenna Museum.
Well, the McKenna Museum is a museum that focuses on the African-American art and imagery. It's eclectic. It doesn't have a particular theme other than showing and spotlighting the works of African-Americans in terms of imagery and the works of African-American artists. Most of the artists are African-American, but some of the imagery, if the artist is not African-American, then the image is African-American. And it's a way of highlighting the accomplishments of, in many instances, of the African-American community. And it's a learning tool. You can come in and it, in its own way, it tells a story, giving you a general feeling about artists who had not been recognized before. And it's also been a place where a lot of young Black artists have gotten their start. There's some have gotten great recognition after starting and having their first shows with us.
Yeah. Earlier this month, we featured your wife, Beverly McKenna, and she spoke on the museum. And I asked her why she began to collect. So I'll ask you the same thing. Why did you begin to collect?
I always like art. I can't draw, but I appreciate art. And art for me takes many forms, and for most people, art was music. And it seemed to me that the visual arts were totally ignored in the Black community. When you went to museums, if you visit them, you never saw a Black face, you never saw any Black article. So I began to think this can't be real, that there has to be some excellence in the Black visual arts, and I was quite right.
Yeah.
And so I began to collect it and very focusing on the Black visual arts. Art for me is a passion. Whether it's basketball or music, I still like, it's all art. Mm-hmm. It's an art form, all of it. But for me, the one that had been neglected, when Black kids are always exposed to athletics and more music, but very little exposure to the great African-American painters, the ones who chronicled their history, the ones who prologued it forever. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was important that I collect it, find out more about it. And so I just started collecting it. And then at some point, prior to Katrina, really opened the museum, and it was destroyed in Katrina, and then I had to redo it.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Well, I didn't lose any paintings. I actually was in Katrina in the museum saving the paintings, and the museum collapsed. Fortunately, I had moved the paintings just after I left the second floor and got to the first floor. The whole back of the museum collapsed. Fortunately, I was on the first floor, but we saved every painting. We did not lose a painting.
Great.
And that would not have happened had I not stayed. And while people say, well, Dwight, why did you do that? I said, well, I didn't want, because a lot of the art is irreplaceable. All of it's irreplaceable most of the artists are dead now. There are very few of them are still alive. And those are all originals.
There's no duplicates.
There's no duplicates. It's all original artwork.
Yeah.
And so it was very important for me to save it so that it'll be there for posterity forever, because most of the masters, the great Black masters, all of them, they're dead now. And a lot of them have very few paintings left. So you're fortunate to get them.
Dr. McKenna, what makes the McKenna Museum unique to New Orleans?
It's the only collection of art dedicated to African-American excellence. It's a source of beauty, a source of learning, a source of teaching, and it gives young people a sense of what their history is in America, that we belong here, that we have a right to be here. For our accomplishments in America was so placed on the back burner. Even when I went to school, I never had a course in Black history and went to all Black schools, but never had a course in Black history.
Wow.
And so you had to learn it on your own because it was not in the textbooks. You know, we talked about the Holocaust and how horrible the Holocaust pales in comparison to slavery. And it is now until recently where people have begun to realize the horrors of slavery and the excellence of Blacks. There would be no American without slavery.
Yeah.
If Blacks had not been abused, and the whole Southern economy was based on slavery and the abuse of Black people.
Mm-hmm.
The museum is a testimony to how Black excellence survived in spite of all of the obstacles thrown in our way, and how we have overcome And sometimes it's even imagined how we did it, but we're still here. We're still fighting. And even now, with some recent events in America, the battle has just begun again. It's like we're starting all over again. But we'll make it. I have all the confidence in the world that we'll make it.
Dr. McKenna, thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
The McKenna Museum is located at 2003 Carondelet Street in New Orleans. Visit themckennamuseum.com for more information.